Many areas of Kansas have received favorable weather conditions for the development of stripe rust and leaf rust on the wheat crop. Farmers should be scouting their fields to look for signs of these diseases. The wheat crop in central Kansas is now moving through the flag leaf emergence and flowering stages of growth. The crop is most advanced in the southeast and south central region, where many fields are either flowering or already in the early stages of grain development. Wheat in the north central and northwestern regions generally ranges from late jointing to flag leaf emergence. These growth stages are critical for many wheat diseases and management decisions. According to K-State Research and Extension plant pathologist Eric DeWolf, the weather was very conducive for the development of stripe rust and leaf rust over the past 2 weeks. Many regions of the state have experienced frequent rainfall and extended periods of high relative humidity that favor disease development. DeWolf says that farmers need to frequently check their fields for signs of these diseases. Taking precautions would be ideal for most people at this point. Fungicides are the best precautionary measure to take. Farmers should be evaluating where they stand economically and see if spraying fungicide is in their best interest. Not taking these precautions and scouting your fields can greatly affect yield. Yield loss is not ideal for any farmer, and these diseases can cause major damage if they are not properly handled. According to DeWolf, the South Central region was the first to report rust diseases on their wheat crop. This area is a hot spot for these diseases to thrive, with all of the precipitation they have had. There have been reports of the diseases spotted in other areas other than the South Central region, but they have not been as prevalent in those areas. The precipitation the entire state has received is creating the ideal breeding grounds for rust diseases. While fungicides are a great way to prevent these diseases from spreading, they can still appear even after spraying. There are also indications that genetic resistance of some important wheat varieties is not as effective this season. DeWolf says a genetically resistant crop would be ideal for these types of situations, but we just have not developed one yet. Until a genetically resistant crop has been developed, farmers will have to deal with these diseases the old-fashioned way. The hope is that in the near future, there will be a variety that is genetically resistant to these diseases, and this will be one less obstacle farmers have to face. It is important that growers continue to scout fields for signs of disease. Fields with stripe rust or leaf rust established in the upper leaves during the heading or flowering stages of growth are at a high risk for yield loss. Fields with low levels of disease in the mid or lower canopy are at a moderate risk. K-State Research and Extension has multiple publications to help growers identify disease, evaluate the need for fungicides, and select the appropriate fungicide products. Links to these publications can be found at ksweet.com. For Kansas Wheat, I'm Marcia Boswell.